Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
But first, Carl, before we get to our guest here, why don't you play cut number 3 and then launch the open?
Wait, question time. Do you think your patriots are political liability?
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
He's Todd Pyro.
I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the ilk of Joe Biden. Don't put cherry on a poop sundae. This is so silly. It's so simple. DVR me.
Todd Pyro, I would just, for the record, never use language like that about you.
I don't know if you would. Maybe I could get paid for it. Like, I feel like Ducey's going to be able to monetize this. And honestly, at the end of the day, isn't that what it's all about?
Absolutely. I mean, I said earlier, I think that probably every White House correspondent is a little jealous of him today.
Oh, and by the way, we have a special guest here today, as you can hear in the background. Again, this is probably going to be the last time for my special guest because I'm being told I'm headed back in tomorrow, you know, until New York City does something else stupid and, you know, changes all that. But hey, Big M, I need to talk now. OK, so can we just relax? Thank you. look at how she listened. Look at that.
Last time that'll happen.
I know, right? Right. So what was the question? I totally got distracted.
I said, I think probably every other White House correspondent is a little jealous that Ducey got the love yesterday from the president.
I know. And a special kind of love only that guy could give. I thought Joe Biden was the nice guy, right? Wasn't he like, oh, he's going to return civility? Yep, very civil.
Well, you know, I pointed out earlier, and I loved the way Ducey handled this last night when he was on the 5. Let's play that again. Cut 5, please.
I think the president's right. You are a stupid SAP.
Yeah, nobody has fact-checked him yet and said it's not true.
No one's given Pinocchio's for that one.
Yeah, so he's having a little bit of fun with it, but I was thinking that earlier that imagine if Trump had done this to Jim Acosta. He would have walked out of the White House with a neck brace on.
Right. That's the comment. Everybody's loving that comment. It is true. He's such a Acosta, such a special young man. But really, Ducey handled this with such aplomb, as the kids say. Now, the difference is, I know you could say, okay, Ducey's from Jersey. Pyro's from Jersey. But is Ducey really from Jersey? I think being from Jersey means you would have a much different reaction. If I was in that press room, somebody would have been charging the podium, being like, hey, Joe, you want to go? Stan always falls below Jersey in the toughness scale. Let's do this. I grew up with guys that can actually fight, unlike you, Scranton and Joe. So it's no time. It's time to throw down. Let's make this happen. And then I'd be tackled by literally 90 Secret Service men.
Ducey said he didn't even realize till he left the room what had happened because
right.
I guess it was
right,
he couldn't hear it anyway. That's funny. I played this soundbite from Biden a few years ago when he was vice president. He was coming off of a podium, and at the time, some conservative blogger, I don't remember who it was, asked him a question he didn't want to answer.
You don't screw around with me.
He didn't. So I'm guessing that probably that phone call that Peter got afterwards was similar, right? Like, how do you apologize without apologizing? Hey, listen, pal, nothing personal.
Hey, pal. He loves to use the word pal. Yeah, so you just throw that pal in there. Everything's okay. So if I, if you shoot somebody in our inner cities these days, you can just throw the word pal, and more or less it'll be okay. And I feel like we're headed that direction.
Yeah, no kidding. Boy, I was talking before we came on into your segment here about the mayor, the new mayor, Adams, up there in New York. He's gonna tackle crime, I heard yesterday, because obviously we had a terrible situation the other day with the police officers being shot. I believe one of the two killed by that suspect who had a handgun, an illegal handgun. He was a felon, shouldn't have had a gun in the first place. But he's now going to crack down on guns in New York City.
Great. I mean, I have a thought. Ready? Wait for it. Crack down on the bad guys. Crazy talk. Now, in his defense, he did say we have to crack down on the bad guys. So I will give him that. I don't want to be totally incorrect in assessing his press conference. But if you just stick to what works, and we've had so many guests on that say, guys, this is easy. Broken windows policing. Put the bad guys in jail for the small thing, and they don't commit the big things. Like I heard somebody say, it may have even been on the show, we may have even said this, but the person who's going on the subway to rape somebody probably isn't too upset if they jump the fare. They're probably not thinking to themselves, wow, I could get in a lot of trouble if I don't pay this fare and I jump the turnstile
right
on my way to commit the rape. I probably should pick. No, put them in jail for the minor crimes and the big crimes don't happen. It is simple. It is obvious. Also, you've heard the phrase flood the zone. I agree with that. You have a lot of cops who are just waiting to do their job. One, you have to let them flood the zone, but you have to let them do the job when they're there. You know, you can't tie their hands if you put them in positions and say, go out there in the really tough zones, but you can't do anything. You can't arrest people. You have to turn a blind eye because that's not helping anybody. Criminals will know that they can get away with things still, even though the cops are there.
Yeah.
So there are simple solutions. If you keep blaming the guns, it does obscure the problem. If you enforce the gun laws that are on the books, you know, that say felons can't have guns and get the guns out of the hands of the bad guys, shockingly, the numbers of crimes in New York City will drop. But he has to toe the line, and I get that. And that's the problem. He's got to keep the progressives all happy because, you know, it is New York City, and people are really, really stupid.
That is kind of sums it up. Let's save that clip right there. That's great. Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First, joining us this morning. You know, I was watching the stories. You're right. I mean, I'm looking at the trouble in the subway up there. Haven't you had a couple people now get pushed off onto the tracks?
Yes, there's no way. I mean, I don't go on the subway normally, and it's not because I'm some bougie guy if I have to, I'll walk and I'll take my life in my hands that way. But I talked to my boss. I'm like, hey, we don't have a lot of people on our team that take the subway, right? Fox does pay for an Uber within the city. So, you know, that keeps us safe, quite frankly, because, you know, especially the times that we have to go in, you are asking for a crime to be
committed. Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, not everybody can afford that. You know, not everybody has a Fox paying for their Ubers. You know, if you're doing a service job, you're probably not getting the big money to travel in a car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so these people are taking their lives on their hands to do these jobs. You shouldn't have to make that choice. You should be able to hop in the subway, go to work, and do your thing. And when I was working in the city back in 2004 as a lawyer, I took the subway all the time. Didn't think twice. You know?
Well, you got
to
have people.
I could have afforded to do. Yeah.
You got to have people on the ground. It gets back to this whole defund the police argument. You got to have a presence. We've had a similar, although not people being pushed in front of trains, but a crime problem on our metro here in St. Louis. A lot of people just wouldn't ride it anymore, which, of course, they were trying to fix that problem. But you'd get on a train and you'd have no idea if an officer was going to be on there or not. When there's presence,
right,
it lessens the likelihood, the brazenness of these criminals. And that's kind of where they've got to be.
100%.
So, yeah, I hope.
But is this going to happen? I'll tell you right now. I just told you guys I'm coming back to the office tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm taking a car in because I negotiated a car in. And when I'm ready to go to the train station, look, am I a little bit, my head's going to be in a little bit of a swivel? Yeah, when I go to the train station, it will be. But the good news about the train station, Grand Central, is they don't just have the NYPD. They got some big guys with some big guns that have the camo on. So you always feel a little bit safer when you go to Grand Central, especially when I walk in and I realize, okay, I'm not that worried here. You know, these guys are, you know, pretty much federally trained troops. We're going to be fine. And then, you know, when I get out in Connecticut again, not too worried that the bad guys are going to come get me in Fairfield County. But the fact of the matter is, I'm not walking around. I'm not, you know, tripping the light fantastic on the sidewalks of New York. I'm getting in, I'm getting out.
Yep.
Dealing with my little munchkin who's now yelling at me.
Strong. Oh, that's a, we appreciate you giving us some time this morning, Todd.
Oh, really, I love it. I love it.
Hey,
you know, it's been great being home to be able to hang with her, you know?
Yeah, I'll bet it has. That's fantastic. You don't get that opportunity all the time. So it's got its benefits, right? Yeah.
So I've basically gotten an extra, I don't want to say 5 weeks of time because I was working, but, you know, it's a little bit nice when you finish a show and you hear the cries upstairs. Aww. You get to go hang out and do cuddle time. So we're going to do a lot of cuddle time today. It's like I'm moving to the city for the next, you know, 18 years of her life.
Yeah.
I'll be home at the end of the day, which for me is like early. So there'll be still a good time. So it's not ideal for work, but, you know, you got to put a silver lining on all negatives in life. And one of the silver linings was being able to deal with her complaints.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's very true. Good for you. You know, I was going to ask before I let you go, any thoughts on the NFL playoffs this weekend?
Oh,
you have any
God.
Favorites left?
I don't know. I mean, can you? I just think this was a great weekend for the sport. You know, I'm rooting for my team. My mom had the best line. She's just like, in watching the Bills-Chiefs game, I finally thought to myself, this is what football is supposed to look like.
Uh-huh.
It's not whatever the hell the Giants do. I agree, whatever they do, that is not football. And just watching these two teams, like every single player, trying their you-know-what off. And it was a battle, man. And it was just so great to watch. And it's why people love the sport of football. 25 points in less than 2 minutes at the end of the fourth quarter. I mean, this is awesome. Will this weekend deliver? Who knows? I mean, boy, that was a really tough game for the Chiefs. It went to overtime, you know, really, really tough game. And Joe Burrow, he's a special player, man.
Yeah.
So who knows there? And then the other one, boy, San Francisco sure has L.A.'s number. But, you know, playoffs do wild things. So I just think it's going to be a great showcase for the league. Some really good players that you want to like. Like, you want to like Patrick Mahomes. You want to like Joe Burrow. You want to like Matt Stafford. And you want to like Jimmy Garoppolo. So, I mean, I just think it's going to be a fun weekend. Can't wait to watch. And by watch, I mean watch the first game and then go to sleep for the second game because I have to be up and go into the city now. So, you know, I'll be asleep at 4. I won't even finish the first game. I'll watch the first half.
We've kind of morphed into the we're in the anybody but Kroenke camp right now. So that's kind of where we are. We don't want the Rams to
So go Niners,
sure.
Huh?
Yeah, go for this weekend only. It'll be go Niners for sure.
Got it.
That round here. Hey, Todd, listen. Enjoy that baby girl, and we'll talk to you next week, my friend. Thank you.
We'll do live from New York next week. It's Tuesday morning.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon. Todd Pyro there, Fox and Friends first. Awesome to hear his little daughter in the background there, cooing, crying.
She How did
really
he get
crying.
Her to stop?
Well, she clearly wasn't upstairs by herself. I didn't want to get into that with him. I don't know who was upstairs with the baby when he was doing the newscast this morning. But
Mrs. Pyro?
Maybe. She works, too, so I don't know what shift she's on. She's also a broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
They're locally, so good for them. That worked out for him. He's right.
Yeah.
It's like an extra 4 or 5 weeks of
playing with the baby.
Did he ever say exactly what are the rules in New York that kept him from being able to go to work?
I don't know.
Fox was not letting anyone. As you can, if you watch a lot of Fox shows, they're all in the boxes.
Yeah. Mm. For some reason, something in New York drove them to do that. They weren't doing it in D.C.
or something, or
you have to wonder.
Yeah.
They didn't publicize it if there was.
No.
I don't know. But the miracle of a modern technology. He can look as good in his basement almost as he does.
If you didn't know, you didn't know.
Right. Right. And maybe there were people at home that didn't even notice it. But he's back next week, or tomorrow, I should say. And he'll be there next week when he calls into us.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.